Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, September 14, 2020. This morning I will talk about persecution. Let's begin with a word of prayer. God of all wonders, the heavens declare your glory and we are witnesses to it. Our eyes have seen and our ears have heard the splendor of your creation. We give testimony to the love that you showered on us when Jesus died a cruel death in our place, and for our salvation he rose from the dead. How can our lips be silent? We are citizens of heaven and sojourners in this land. Teach us, O Lord, to testify in humility to your love for us, to abstain from the passions of life that wage war on our souls, and to share your passion for our lives and salvation with gentleness and respect. If then we should suffer, then may it be for your kingdom and your righteousness, and not for our own sin. In the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to be salt and light. In Jesus' precious name and for his glory. Amen. In Romans 12:14 we read, "Bless those who persecute you, and do not curse them." Increasingly, even in America, Christians find themselves the target of isolation, discrimination, persecution, and shootings. Few will forget the shooting of a young female high school student in 1999 for professing faith in Jesus Christ, yet it happened again in 2015. During 2015 alone, a woman was jailed for publicly espousing biblical views on marriage. A church was the site of a mass shooting, and Christians were publicly beheaded by Islamic extremists on television. From the cross, Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Like the crucifixion, persecution reminds us of who we are, who we belong to, and what we are about. Who we are. Persecution links our identity to Christ, as Jesus reminds us, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is Matthew 5:12. Persecution for righteousness' sake validates our faith and places us in the company of prophets, whom we belong to. Like the prophets, we are citizens of heaven and undocumented aliens here on earth. As the Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 2, verses 10 to 12, "Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation." Honorable conduct and good deeds mark us as Christians, so as the body of Christ, people should see something different about us, especially in persecution. What we are about. Persecution is part of the mix of trials that we should expect to experience, as the Apostle Peter writes in 1 Peter 3, 13-17. "Now who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that you have in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect, having a good conscience, so that when you are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that should be God's will, than for doing evil." Are we zealous for what is good? Do we suffer for righteousness' sake? Persecution trains us to lean on Christ, the source of our goodness and righteousness, and not on our own abilities, prejudices, and strength. When Jesus teaches us about being salt, it is attached to a warning. "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." This is Matthew 5:13. If we lose touch with Christ, we are like an unplugged vacuum cleaner showing potential but no power. Trampling is a good analogy for the persecution of a church that has lost its way. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.